Texans Weekly is brought to you in part by M&G Bank, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Texans Weekly, coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, where the Jacksonville Jaguars just knocked off the Houston Texans 27-20. And before we go any further, let's head straight inside to the podium.
Gary, that's the second game in four that you've inserted Matt to take over.
Yeah.
You know,
I just thought it gave us the best chance to win. You know, we really struggled. I thought Case struggled with some things, and you know, there was 4 minutes left, I think, in the third quarter. We're down by 14, and you know, I thought it might give us the best chance to win. So, unfortunately, didn't get it done.
It's crazy to think, to know that you've lost seven consecutive games by a touchdown.
Feel every one of them. Yeah, it's been very difficult. You know, we got second and a yard, you know, in position again to win another game. And, you know, we take a chance with one play, we don't make it. But then we go backwards and we get fourth and four. So, you know, can't make that yard. You know, don't deserve to win, Mark. You know, but we got 14 penalties or something. It's just ridiculous. You know, so those things didn't give us a chance to win. Yeah, I mean, I think there's 22 or 23 penalties in the game, and the only ones I'm concerned about are ours. And you know, they were huge penalties, pass interference, down the field penalties, those type of things. That's, you know, just. You know, that's on me. I'm the coach. You know, that's discipline. It's ridiculous. There's no way you should have that many penalties in a football game.
Early in the season, you had a struggle with some of the penalties.
Yeah, we kind of cleaned that up a little bit, you know. I mean, I got to go look at all 14 of them. I'm sure I won't agree with all of them, but it is what it is. When they call them, you got to own them. And I'll own all of them. We'll go see what's up.
Some of them were coming at key situations, like a swearing jerk, you know, you get a taunting thing, even a first down. How surprising is it to see discipline-wise from your team to do that?
Yeah, one from Hopkins, one from Swearinger, inexcusable. You know, usually takes two to tango, but it's inexcusable. Can't happen. And we have big PI at the end of the game there, you know, instead of getting the ball back. So, no, like I said, I don't have an excuse for you. Was there 3 minutes and something left at that point? I mean, you're sitting here in the position we're in. I'm trying to win games, trying to have momentum. You know, I'm not going to sit there and hope that we get it back. You know, and it looked like we had a good play to make. We just didn't make it. You know, I have to go back and look at it. Should have never been in that position, you know.
What did you see from Matt? Because he came in 6-7, yeah. Got you the touchdown, and really gave you guys.
Well, I mean, that's what he is. I mean, he's a damn good player, and you know, we've been playing a young guy, but Matt hadn't changed. Matt's been working his tail off. I tell y'all that every day. He's totally into what we're doing. He's a dang good player, and he's gonna be. You know, he's gonna play a lot more football, and I got a lot of confidence in him. Y'all know that. I always have, and he went in there and showed that he's totally locked into what's been going on. You know, he hasn't sat there and, you know, done anything any different than he did when he was a starter.
Will you have to consider letting him finish out the season?
Yeah, we got a lot of time, you know, a lot of time between now and next time we play. So we'll take a look at a lot of things.
Jerry Rice, 10 games, 10 catches, 150 yards.
Yeah, he's been amazing, Mark, and they were just so gassed at the end of the game. You know, hell, I threw it every down once I put Matt in just about. So they were gassed. But he's been a man. He's been a man all year long, and probably has a chance to maybe have his biggest year. I don't know. I'm just looking at it. But he's never changed. He's the same.
Do you feel like everything Matt's been through, that you kind of came out today with a little bit something to prove?
Matt? No. To me, he's been coming out every day with something to prove. I mean, ever since we made a decision to play Case, Matt's been an unbelievable pro in how he works and how he goes about his business, how he helped Case, how he does everything. I've told you all that. And what you see tonight is that this guy – is, you know, that's what he is. And, you know, it's just fun, fortunate we couldn't finish the deal.
Now, that's 11 straight losses, and some of these are hard to believe. Where is this for you? It seems like this thing just doesn't end.
Where is it for me? I mean, it's the same for me as it is for everybody on the team. You know, I mean, it's just been gut-wrenching experience. You know, we've lost so many close football games. We've been in games, you know. You know, you got to find a way to make plays to close the deal. You know, I've been through tough times in this league and been through some great times too. And like I said, just got to handle ourselves with class, have some a lot of composure and, you know, a lot of toughness about us and what we're doing, and that's what we'll do. I told him you can't win with 14 penalties, you know. But I told him that Matt came in and did a tremendous job and gave us a chance to win the game. And, Unfortunately, it's a lot like some of the other games. You come up a few plays short.
Do you have any
injury? Hopkins has got a little ankle, but that's about it. Thank you.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear what the players had to say about this one. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. One of the highlights of the night was, of course, Andre Johnson. He continues each and every week to go above and beyond the call of duty. Today, he tied Jerry Rice for all-time career games with at least 10 catches with at least 150 yards. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough for the Houston Texans. Let's find out what some of the players had to say about the game.
Matt, how difficult is that coming in that situation late in the game? A lot of
rehab. Yeah, I mean, it was just you try to get in the normal flow of the game, you know, what you see, and we went up-tempo, we spread them out, and you know, we found some things, just trying to make plays, you know, give our guys a chance to catch the ball and make plays with it. The offensive line did a great job protecting against that group, and you know, just trying to get our guys down there in position to score points.
Are you surprised you achieved him?
Well, I mean, I just keep myself ready to go, and he wanted me to go in, so I went in and did my best for my football team, and going to continue to do so.
How was that situation pretty similar to the Oakland game where you kind of went in, you know, midway through the third quarter, or was it?
Well, we didn't know that was going to happen, if that's what you're asking. But, you know, I guess it is similar the way it happened near the end of the third quarter, to go in and, you know, try to rally the guys, get some, you know, move the ball, get us in a position to go up tempo, spread them out, you know, just call things on the line of scrimmage, and that's what we did.
Going in reflection, you know, you can't believe it. It's the truth, but hey, it's right there in each and every game. Just can't get it done.
They did a good job mixing up coverages. They played a little more man. You know, we saw that a little last time, but you know, they played a little more man, and you know, there's a few series there where they brought some pressure. But you know, it's you know, it's the same, you know, it's the same team that that beat us last time.
I talk a lot out there, but you know, I guess, you know, that just wasn't the right time to be talking. And the holding penalty, just playing football, man. I just you know. Made a good move, and you know, we made a hole. So it's just two bad plays.
A lot of people are drawing the conclusion that this team has lost its composure. What do you say to that?
I don't think we lost our composure. Guys were just playing hard. Things were happening. Real intense. Guys wanted to win. And at the same time, though, you just got to be smart. So I wouldn't say we lost our composure. You know, guys just want to win, and that's pretty much it.
What were your thoughts when you saw Matt warming up on the sideline?
That was the coach's decision, and I'm still thinking the same. You know, got to go out and make plays and win the game. So, like I said before, I feel very comfortable with Matt. We played a lot of football together, and I think he went out and did a great job, gave us a chance to win the game.
You think he provided a spark?
Yeah, I did. Came in and did a great job for us. So, you know, like I said, he gave us a chance to win.
As far as football goes, it's as low as it gets, and it feels like you say that every week. It's extremely frustrating. I mean, you can try and blame whoever you want. You can try and blame the refs. You can try and blame anything else, but at the end of the day, it comes down to personal accountability, and it comes down to looking in the mirror and seeing if you did everything that you could possibly do.
The team had tied a club record for penalties, set a club record for penalty yardage.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that? JJ, what does it say right now, this late stage of the season? What are your thoughts?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It comes down to accountability. You can try and make excuses. You can try and place the blame wherever you want. But you go out there and you put that many penalties on the board, you're not going to win football games. I mean, plain and simple, you're not going to win. And those are hurting us big time.
You've lost 7 consecutive games by a touchdown or less. You almost can't make this stuff up. What are your thoughts about that?
You could lose by 1, you could lose by 50. Every loss is crushing.
First drive, man, they came out. I think they came out with some juice. Other than that first drive, I think every time they was off the field, the referees gave them a hand up. That's my take on it, you know. It ain't no excuse, but that's what I think.
Y'all had 14 penalties, which ties a club record, mm-hmm. 177 yards, which breaks a club record.
A lot of them was on third down, too, when they was off the field. They didn't make the play. They was off the field, and they got another chance to move the ball. A couple of the drives, they was out on 2 third downs and got 2 hands up.
What did you do differently in the second half to have such a big second half after, you know, slow first half?
I didn't do nothing different. Just had more opportunities, and just tried to make the plays when they came my way.
What were your emotions, Andre, when Matt threw the pick and that minute was over with?
Just frustration. Just want to win, man. And, you know, I'm just tired of losing, so that's it.
Is it hard to believe that you've lost seven consecutive games, touchdown or less?
I mean, you know, a lot of times games in this league just come down to one play. And, you know, fortunately, we haven't been able to make those plays that we need to make to win.
You told us what you think of Jerry Rice the day you had your 10th game, 10 catches, 150 yards, tying Rice for all time. What does that mean to you? I know it's hard to focus on that stuff, but what does that kind of thing mean to you?
I mean, like I said before, you know, I don't really think about stuff like that. But to accomplish something that, you know, in my book, the greatest probably player to ever play the game, to do something that he's done, is very humbling. And, you know, I'm just out here working, just trying to do everything I can to help the team.
We have to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. More from Everbank Field when we return. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Patty Smith here at Reliance Stadium back in Houston, obviously, after last night's 27-20 loss at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coach Gary Kubiak was scheduled to make an 11 a.m. press conference, but it wasn't Coach Kubiak who took the podium. Bob McNair, Cal McNair, and Rick Smith.
This has been a very disappointing year for the Texans organization. We started out with such high hopes. We felt like that we had the best roster that we've ever started the year with. And we really, really anticipated a very favorable outcome. And to have this string of losses that we've sustained is just totally unacceptable. And it's not what this organization is about. We're about winning and accountability. And even though we normally would wait until the end of the year to evaluate our coaching staff and our players, under these extreme circumstances, we decided it was in the best interest of the organization to go ahead and start that evaluation process now. And as a result of that, we felt that a change was needed in the head coach position, and so Gary Kubiak is no longer the head coach, and Wade Phillips will serve as the interim head coach. We'll evaluate the rest of the coaching staff. We will also be evaluating the players. We decided that one of the advantages of going ahead and taking action now rather than waiting is it allows us to start the process for finding a new head coach. And that process is underway. And those prospects that are not under contract to the NFL are people that we can visit with. So we'll start this process immediately. Some of the people that we'll visit with are going to be in coaching positions now, and it would be detrimental to their situation if those discussions with them were made public. So therefore, all of this will be held on a confidential basis, and we will not be having public sessions with the prospects. We will have to wait until after the season is over and when the window is open for those prospects who are under contract in the NFL, and we'll certainly abide by those rules. We are so disappointed and I guess shocked by what has happened. And I know that our fans are just terribly disappointed, and they're no more disappointed than we are. I want to thank Gary Kubiak. Gary has brought this team to a new level. We've had two division championships. We've had some outstanding performance. It's been a job that he is totally committed to, and he's put everything his whole being into it. We couldn't ask for more out of anyone, and it's very disappointing that he's not going to be with us in the future. I truly felt that he would be with us until it was time for him to retire. And so I'm disappointed for him and for his family that it didn't work out this way. But we have to do what's best for the organization, and we will always do that. We're here to have a winning culture, and this year does not contribute to that. And so we've got to turn this around. Wade Phillips will serve as the interim coach. And our goal is, we've got three more games. Our goal is to go out and win three games. Some people say that, you know, that's not going to be our interest. But believe me, it is our interest. We're going to go out and fight hard and do everything we can to win. We want a winning culture, and it doesn't matter whether it's the first game or the last game. And that's what we expect of everybody in the organization.
Now, I obviously want to echo Mr. McNair's comments. And thanking Gary for his commitment to the organization. We've been together now almost 18 years, and so that's obviously a lot of history, and I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. And it was a difficult decision, but you know, what's taking place right now is just not acceptable for our organization. And when you have a setback of this magnitude, it requires extensive introspection, and we've got three more weeks of a season left to continue the evaluation process that has been ongoing, and we've got to right the ship, and that's what this decision unfortunately is about. But we've got to move forward as an organization, and I'm confident that Wade will have our team prepared. We'll continue to evaluate every player, every coach, every process. You've got to really be honest and look at what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing to assess whether or not it's been productive. And clearly right now we have not been productive over the last 11 weeks, and we've got to figure out why.
We have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, I'll have the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, with me to break it all down and tell us what it means moving forward. Stay with us.
Texans Weekly has been brought to you in part by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, last night in Jacksonville, we sort of expected this maybe, but boy, it really hits home seeing what just went on here today.
Yeah, Patty, Gary Kubiak let go after almost eight seasons on the job, and he took over after a 2-14 season, and it was a long climb to get to the AFC South Championship. Back-to-back years they did it, but this year the wheels came off, 2-11, an 11-game losing streak. And why do coaches get let go? Because they don't win enough football games. And Bob McNair said it here today, it's unacceptable to lose in this fashion. Everyone knows you're going to take some losses in this league. There's no doubt about that. But the way this went down, the penalties, the turnovers, and week after week just not making enough plays to win, they couldn't tolerate it any longer and had to make the adjustment at the head coaching position. So there will be a new man in charge. In the interim, it's Wade Phillips, and he'll get a shot to actually get the head coaching job, provided he does well here in the short term, I imagine, and presents a good case moving forward, because, you know, he might want to reshape the staff. I would assume he would. But we'll see how it goes in the short term. It's a sad day because Gary Kubiak meant so much to this organization. You did see it coming as the weeks went on, and unfortunately they haven't been able to get out of this slide.
Well, it is a sad day, and you could tell that this was something that weighed heavily on Mr. McNair and even Rick Smith, 18 years with Coach Gary Kubiak and everybody in this organization. How Gary's good to the media, he's just good to everybody. This will have an impact really on everybody that's involved with the Houston Texans.
Well, Patty, a big thing that the Texans organization, and I work for the Texans, a big thing they're about is character in their people. And who has that better than Gary Kubiak? I mean, he's a wonderful individual. He's a wonderful human being. He's great to his people, and it's very painful to let go of somebody like this, but it's a bottom line business. I mean, that's your sales report every Monday. Did you win or did you lose? And of course, when you lose, you can see some glimmers of hope and that kind of thing, and hopefully you bounce back and get back on the winning track. But, you know, if you think about it, the playoff teams, do they lose three in a row? Sometimes. You lose four in a row? Probably not. You know what I mean? And when you start to lose four, five, six, seven, this streak was out of control. And despite Gary's health problems, you know, take four losses out of the streak, well, it's still a 7-game losing streak, you know what I'm saying, or 7 losses. So the whole thing was unacceptable for this organization, and they had to do it, and it is painful, but you got to move forward. This is one of the best organizations in the world in terms of value, because the way they take care of the customer, the way they market themselves, and the way they've been winning the last couple of years with these division titles and winning a playoff game each of the last 2 years, which is nothing to sneeze at in this city. But this year, when the wheels came off, you slide out of control, they couldn't right the ship, and here they are at 2-11, so they couldn't tolerate it any longer.
Well, and you mentioned Wade Phillips will be stepping in for those final 3 games, and Bob McNair made no bones about it. This is not the rest of the season where they're looking to play for draft picks. They have every intention of winning these 3 games and also have every intention of doing it with Case Keenum.
Yeah, I think that that's a good thing, because you want to know what you have in Case Keenum. You know, you have a quarterback here that you got to see if he's a backup, is he a starter, what is the ceiling there. He can't be constantly looking over his shoulder, wondering if he's going to get lifted in the game. That's not good for his development. Considering you're not going anywhere, it's a good opportunity to continue to develop Case, see what he can do in these final 3. They're tough games. You know, you have Indy on the road, you have Denver at home, then you go to Tennessee. All these teams alive for the postseason, very much with the first 2, and the Titans, we'll see when we get there. So it's going to be a tough recipe for Keenum, but we'll see how he handles it.
And not just this coaching staff, but Bob McNair also said each and every player on this team being evaluated from this point forward.
Well, this gets your attention, doesn't it? You know, I mean, I think everybody in this room thought about their own situation. And, you know, we all work in media, which is not exactly the utmost in job security. And I think everyone sort of, they kind of perked up a bit. And you start thinking about your own situation. That's what accountability is all about. So everybody in the building is on alert right now after seeing the head coach, somebody who's so admired and respected and loved as Gary Kubiak, that he's no longer with this team. I think you're going to see a change in performance.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. A sad day, an emotional day for everyone who knows and has worked for or worked with head coach Gary Kubiak, who has been let go. That's all the time we have for this week's show. We will be back with you on Thursday night for Texans Huddle and back again next Friday night for another episode of Texans Weekly. Have a great week, everyone.